Sagebrush is not growing well in Wyoming. It's been decades of using the same method to try and regrow the keystone species, with minimal success. Experts are now trying a new strategy, and it's one that also benefits Wyoming's prisons. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim explains.
All right, we'll have someone out in just a moment.
Driving down a long rural road in central Wyoming, Gina Klingerman pulls up to the gate of a minimum security prison called the Honor Farm. A security guard gives the truck a once-over.
Tobacco, lighters, everything like that stays inside the vehicle. You don't have any guns, knives, bazookas, anything like that.
Once inside, the prison opens up like a college campus. Green grass, picturesque trees, and colonial-looking buildings. No barbed wire or anything in sight. Inmates walk the grounds freely, all wearing the same getup. Jeans and a collared shirt, either red or orange. Klingerman is an archaeologist with the Bureau of Land Management, or BLM. She's here to check on a program she helped implement, the Sagebrush in Prisons Project. Inmates here are growing sagebrush in a greenhouse that will then be planted to reclaim abandoned mine land in the state. This project is done in 7 other states, though Wyoming is the latest. The goal? To improve how the prickly green bush grows on disturbed lands. It's well known that the sagebrush landscape has been fragmented by wildfires and development. But another part was surprising. It's not easy to grow back.
On average, a sagebrush will have thousands of seeds, and only 5% of those seeds, when dropped to the ground, will grow.
Yet scattering seeds is what Wyoming has done unsuccessfully for decades for reclamation. Klingerman says sagebrush is critical to hundreds of species, providing nutrients, shade, habitat.
It's a key stone species in this whole vast ecosystem that without it, everything else suffers.
Several years ago, Wyoming's BLM, along with several state agencies, thought about a different way to grow sagebrush.
I don't know what the story is.
A way that improves the success rate of growth from 5% to 90.
Now we're at the point where we're trimming. We water them twice a day, but where we're at now is getting them down.
That's Chris Eagleroad from Cheyenne, one of the inmates helping employ this new strategy. Instead of scattering seeds, he's helping grow the sagebrush to a tougher seedling that will have a far better chance of surviving the Wild West. He's in a greenhouse with 2 other inmates. In the background, a few are cutting concrete. Some others are planting flowers along the road. Eagleroad, Michael Catt, and Drew Moore all applied and were interviewed to be a part of this earlier this year. Behind them, 3 rows of long tables hold hundreds of little sagebrush plants. Moore says they've already grown a lot.
We were worried to begin with that it wasn't going to grow nothing. But now you come and see it every day, it's like, yeah, it's really nice to see them growing good and trimming them out. And
yeah.
Eagleroad says they feel pride in watching them grow. Here's the 3rd inmate, Michael Catt.
There's a sense of maternal pride, I guess, watching these grow. We're very protective of our plants.
He even plays guitar to them. The inmates aren't just growing the plants, but studying and learning about the value of sagebrush west-wide. Eagleroad says that's been impactful.
Just I didn't realize how much, especially in this state, that it's been affected and how much the habitat that it actually does sustain. So, and how much has been destroyed here just from, you know, because I've worked in the oil field industry, so that industry alone has, you know, decimated it.
To Drew Moore, it's great to be able to work with the plants, but also personally, it's been satisfying just to be in a greenhouse with these guys.
We're at lows in our life, and now that we all work together and we're giving back, we come in here and talk about things like jobs that we have in mind, and, you know, we talk about our feelings and the camaraderie.
They talk about the possibility of a job after prison and the reclamation of old energy sites or wildfire-ravaged land. Catt says he'll put it on his resume and imagines his upcoming parole board hearing. And when they do leave, they'll have left something behind.
So I know when I leave here, I'm going back to Montana. I've left my footprint here. I've done my part.
In November, the 3 guys expect to leave the confines of the Honor Farm and actually plant these seedlings at several abandoned uranium mine sites in central Wyoming. Executive assistant at the Honor Farm, Cindy Ferguson, listens in on this whole conversation.
Some of them have just been put me in tears. I mean, it's phenomenal, just phenomenal.
She's been at the Honor Farm for about 15 years and watched how helpful programs like this can be. Ferguson says they can help prepare inmates for the real world.
But I think the ultimate goal is still the same, and it's to prepare you and to help you get back into being a viable contribution to society. They might be your neighbor one day. And so how do you want to treat them?
This program isn't even done with its first year. But the hope is that it'll help sagebrush reverse habitat fragmentation and stabilize reliant species like sage grouse, all while giving a unique opportunity at the human level, too. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.